Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is March 17, 2026. We open with ETF inflows, heavy corporate accumulation, and an exchange sanction shaping a risk on move. Market overview. Bitcoin rallied toward the $75,000 area after a short squeeze, derivatives activity and renewed ETF demand pushed spot prices higher. Crypto exchange traded products recorded $1.06 billion in inflows last week, the third consecutive week of net inflows led by Bitcoin and Ethereum. Policy and regulatory cues. Watch the Federal Open Market Committee meeting on March 18 for signals that could amplify risk appetite and crypto volatility. In regulation, South Korean authorities fined Bithumb roughly $24 million and ordered a six-month partial suspension of new user services over AML violations. Institutional and on-chain flows. Strategy purchased 22,337 BTC for about $1.57 billion between March 9 and 13, lifting holdings to roughly 761,068 BTC. Metaplanet raised $255 million and may access up to $531 million via warrants as part of a plan to accumulate as many as 210,000 BTC. Reporting also notes BlackRock bought an estimated $600 million of Bitcoin in a single week, accounting for a large share of net BTC inflows. Also on the wire, T. Rowe Price amended an active crypto ETF filing to include Dogecoin and Shiba Inu, with Anchorage Digital Bank named custodian. Abra plans a $750 million SPAC listing. The SEC dropped a $257 million case against BitClout founder Nader Al-Naji. A 2.85% pricing error in WSTETH collateral triggered about $27 million in liquidations on Aave. Key levels and catalysts to watch. Bitcoin near $75,000 and continued ETF flows of $1.06 billion last week, plus the FOMC meeting March 18. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.